It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
If you're a sports fan, then you're no doubt an Indiana Pacers fan as they get going and get off and running in the NBA playoffs. Hello and welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm Will Hampton, and this show is underwritten by AAA Roofing in Indianapolis. For more information, go to AAARoofingCompany.com. Yeah, how about those Pacers on Sunday afternoon? Opening round victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers. It was LeBron James' first opening round loss in like forever. And the Pacers really put it on him, jumped out to a big lead to start the game and ended up winning by 18 points. So if you're listening to this show on Tuesday, well, they play again on Wednesday, so the game two will be Wednesday in Cleveland. And then the games at home, they play Friday night and then Sunday night at home at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, games 3 and 4 in the first round series. Now, in that first game, Victor Oladipo was something else. The good Catholic guy going after it and playing big for your Indiana Pacers. He had a sensational game one. And, you know, a lot of people in the national media, they just really haven't talked about the Pacers much this year. There's no question about it that now all of a sudden, now we all knew that this team was pretty good most of the year. We knew they're a fun team to watch, and they've been fun to watch all year long. Did not expect what they did this year to get the fifth seed in the Eastern Conference. I don't think even the best of Pacers fans expected this. But the national media is learning about Victor Oladipo and your Indiana Pacers. And after that first game, Victor was asked a lot about, well, who are these guys, the Indiana Pacers?
Vic, a lot of the country, I think, just caught this team for the first time this year. What do you think they're saying about the Pacers tonight?
I have no idea. And I really don't care. I'm just focused on my team, focused on this series, taking it one game at a time. Right now I'm focused on game two. So we got to be ready. They're going to come out ready on both ends of the floor, but so are we.
You guys won the season series 3-1, but this is a completely different Cavs team you're facing. You guys are pretty much the same. How important was it to get off to that start to maybe create that belief that what we did in the regular season we can do here too?
I think we already had that belief. I believe that we believe that we can win. We came into this game playing with a mentality that we were going to attack on both ends of the floor and been playing like we've been playing all year. And we did a great job of that. But it's like I said, it's only one game. It's only game one, so got to get ready for game two.
Tonight, Lance Stephenson had a lot on the floor. Can you just talk about his contributions and how big it is when he gets going like that, and especially, you know, heading into the series, game two and onward?
It's great for us. When he plays at a high level, it's huge for us. We just need him to continue to keep doing what he's doing and keep building on it. He contributed in every way. Rebounding, passing, scoring, and when he does that, it's huge. So just got to continue to keep getting better throughout the series.
Back in July, Dan Gilbert, the Cavs owner, said he didn't think the Pacers got enough in the Paul George deal. I just wondered, were you aware of that? Have you thought about it in recent days?
I'm aware of it.
Vic, on the defensive end, what did y'all do tonight? They weren't hitting anything from anywhere. How come?
We just try to make it tough on LeBron, give him different looks, let him see bodies, but get out to shooters as fast as possible and get great contests. They didn't make shots that they probably normally make, so we did a great job defensively, just kind of giving them different looks everywhere. But we got to be ready for game two, so got to continue to build on that defensively.
For you this year, it's been such a breakout. So many steps you've kind of, you checked off along the way, all-star game, and all the attention you're getting, I'm talking about defensively, was today another box to check off? I mean, this is your first playoff game where you're the man.
It's just one game. Just one game. That's it. And it's a series for a reason. So, got to get ready for game two. I know I might sound redundant, but it's true.
Victor, you said you were aware of Gilbert's quote. Were you bothered by it?
No.
Did it fuel you at all?
No, I already have fuel. You can say he added fuel to the fire, I guess you can say, but that was so long ago. I mean, it came up recently, obviously, because we're playing the Cavs in the series, but I'm aware of what he said. Can't control his opinion, but all I'm focused on is myself and becoming the best Victor Oladipo possible.
And that Victor Oladipo is pretty good right now. Thank you very much. And like we said, game two is Wednesday night. So if you're listening to this on Friday, you're saying, well, we've already had game two. No, game two, Wednesday, game three and games four in Indianapolis, downtown Indy, on Friday, and then again on Sunday night. That Sunday night game is late one. It's like an 8:30 game on Sunday night. But a lot of interesting questions there about Victor, and I loved his answers. And if you saw the video of it, you could see his facial expressions. And when they ask him, you know, hey, what about the guy saying that this wasn't a good enough trade for the Pacers, that Paul George was way too good a player, and only getting a guy like Victor Oladipo wasn't enough. And just, you got to love his little smiles, like, yeah, I knew about that. I was aware of what he said. And sure, it's motivating him a little bit. Like he hinted a little bit there, it's motivating him to really show to everybody what kind of player he is. And he's been fun to watch, and what a great person, a nice guy, a guy to represent the blue and gold on all levels, not just on the field, but on the court, but everywhere. So good luck to the Pacers as they try to close out. How about a sweep? Can we get that? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see at least what's going on with your Indiana Pacers. We're going to talk more NBA in just a bit with our basketball analyst, Todd Licklider. But before we go to break, I do want to mention again the Catholic Radio Indy annual golf outing is coming up Tuesday, May 22nd at Plum Creek Golf Club. If you go to CatholicRadioIndy.org, big basically graphic right there for you to click on, and you can register and get signed up and play. It's going to be really, really neat. And of course, Chris Ballard, the general manager of your Indianapolis Colts, will be there to speak at the dinner after the golf. So you want to be a part of this day. The registration on the 22nd will start at 10 o'clock in the morning. There's a mass at 11 o'clock, and then the shotgun start at Plum Creek at 12:30. That's Tuesday, May 22nd, the annual Catholic Radio Indy golf outing. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more basketball as we continue here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton, and this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, and you can get to them by going to AAARoofingCompany.com. It's my pleasure to welcome good Catholic boy from Our Lady of Mount Carmel, Eddie White, to the show. First time on the show. It's taken us too long to get you on the show, but how about your blue and gold? Of course, Eddie White works for the Indiana Pacers, and Indiana, really the sports corporate, what's it called, the Indianapolis Pacers? You tell me. Indiana Pacers Sports Entertainment.
Pacers Sports Entertainment.
There we go. I got it there somewhere. But thank you for joining us today. How's it going?
Oh, it's been fantastic. It's been a very rewarding season. I think the Pacers have done better than most anybody thought they would do this season. You know, making the playoffs, which I don't think anybody thought that was possible before the year started, and then to get out to such a great start in the series, and now we're coming home for a couple of games. So we're excited. The city's excited, and I think that you've been around sports a long time, like myself, and there's a message for the young kids out there that you look at this team. It's a team that works hard. They embrace this feeling of togetherness. It's not just about one player, even though maybe Victor Oladipo might be the best player. He knows he's only as good as Miles Turner and Lance Stephenson and the rest of the team, and it's a great culture they have, and it's one of the best locker rooms that I've ever seen in my entire career anywhere I've ever worked.
Yeah, Eddie White, of course, with your Indiana Pacers, and you mentioned Victor Oladipo. We had him on in the first part of our show, a taped interview from the thing on Sunday, where he was asked about did you know about what was said, and his response to that was classic Victor Oladipo, wasn't it? Yeah, basically, yeah, I knew what was said, and he is something else, isn't he? I mean, the way he has embraced Indiana and the city of Indianapolis as home has really been maybe a unique thing that maybe I don't even know if you guys expected the way that people would connect with Victor. Did you?
No, I didn't. I mean, you obviously knew there was, you know, they're familiar with him because of his years, of course, at Indiana. Mm-hmm. And when he would play here as a visiting player, you know, he always got a really nice ovation because, you know, Indiana people like Indiana players.
Yeah.
And he was one of them. But, you know, he's just taken it to another level. He worked hard in the offseason to get in better condition. And I think the number one thing about him is it's genuine. I mean, there's no phoniness with this guy. He genuinely loves to sing, so he'll sing in the locker room, win or lose. He wants to engage with people. He wants to do things, you know, beyond basketball, but he loves basketball. There's nothing phony or fake. You know, he's not trying to you know, get a shoe deal or something. He wants to win basketball games. He wants to be a better person. And if he can, he wants to make the world a better place. And he's just a phenomenal representative of Indiana University. And, you know, I've met his mom a couple times, and she did a great job raising him. He's a great son, and it's just a great him. It's great to have him as, you know, one of the main ambassadors and or representatives of what we're trying to do here with the Pacers.
Well, I know we've mentioned before that he's a Catholic guy. He is raised in that and still practices as a Catholic, and I think we talk a lot about that on this show, about there's just sort of a heart, a leadership, a genuine care in your heart to take care of others. And you see a lot of that with him, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he is, sometimes you get caught up and you talk so much about him. People are like, he can't be that good. He can't be that nice. And he is. And, you know, with the way he was raised, the importance of the Catholicism in his life, the importance of his family in his life. He's very close with his mom and dad, especially his mom. He's very loyal to, you know, his friends at Indiana. You know, he has this very special bond with Tom Crean, his coach at Indiana. Mm-hmm. He's really gotten tight with the coaches here with the Pacers. That first big shot he made, I think it was our fifth or sixth game, when he won the game with a last-second shot, and he pointed to the court and he said, "This is my town, this is my house, this is my city." I mean, oh my goodness. I mean, that's what all of us as Indiana basketball fans who love this sport in this state, regardless of the level, whether it's high school, college, or pro, we love that. And then it wasn't, you know, it was a guy who'd spent time here. He may have been born back east, but he grew as a man and into the person he is with those years down in Bloomington, and that made an impact on him. And, I mean, the stories have come out this week, you know, since the playoffs have started, where when the trade was made, he called Domas Sabonis, who he had been traded with from Orlando to Oklahoma City and now was traded from Oklahoma City to Indiana, and he said, "Domas, we're going to a very special place. If we win there, it will be like nothing you've ever seen." And I think he knows what basketball means in this state, and he's embraced the challenge. As you know, it takes you've been around a lot of athletes in your career. It takes a special level of character to take that responsibility, and then to be successful with that responsibility. And Victor Oladipo certainly has done that.
We're talking with Eddie White of the Indiana Pacers. Of course, they're home this weekend. Games 3 and 4 will be at Bankers Life Fieldhouse Friday night, right, and then late Sunday night. That's a late Sunday night tilt at 8:30.
We do the post game show. We'll be going late, 7 o'clock Friday and 8:30 on Sunday. But it's always good to have playoff games in downtown Indianapolis. And man, if we keep this thing going and get to May, there's nothing like Pacers and Racers. I mean, those are fun days for all kinds of Hoosiers.
Oh, I know. And part of your job is to get in the community, sell this brand, sell this team. And I would imagine that right now this has got to be for you individually, for you personally. This city, and I was in the media for a long time, kind of went away. I mean, I grew up in the old ABA days. I mean, one of my favorite players in the world was Darnell Hillman, and loved Billy Keller. And I go way back to the red, white, and blue basketball as a kid and growing up in Muncie. But, you know, it kind of became a Colts town, became Peyton Manning, you know, and all that. And, I, you know, God love the Colts, and they're doing a great job. But right now, I think that this this franchise, this team has kind of grabbed this city again. And do you agree? Or I would imagine that this now is a great time to be a Pacer.
What I love about it is that all the teams in the city, they genuinely pull for each other, yep. and they've done so much in the community. I mean, the Schumacher family with the Indians, I mean, my goodness, the Holman George family, the Irsay family, and, of course, the Simons. I mean, what kind of city would we have? You know, and I know our franchise well. If Herb and Mel Simon did not come to Indianapolis, yeah. I mean, you think what's not here? Circle Center Mall, the Pacers, the Simon headquarters. I mean, the Simon Cancer Center. I mean, the Simons got the center down at Bloomington. I mean, the Simon family has left an imprint on this city and this community that will be here forever. But the mutual respect between the franchises. I mean, Herb gets really excited and happy when the Colts win, and I know Jimmy Irsay and his family get excited when the Pacers win. And you know, I don't know how many people know this, but when the Colts won the Super Bowl, Jimmy gave a ring to Mel and Herb, and, yeah. and when the Fever won their WNBA championship, Herb gave a championship ring to Jimmy. I mean, it starts at the top and it goes all the way through the franchises, and the best days are the days when everybody's winning. But we all pull for each other. We all have each other's back. And, you know, we hope the Colts get it back going again and get that quarterback healthy. And let's get another Lombardi here. And we just want this magical season to continue. And then soon we'll be starting our Indiana Fever WNBA season. We have the new Pacers gaming team in the NBA 2K League. It's Indy's latest franchise. And I can't wait to get out to see some games that we'll see the Indians play. It's not like good old baseball in a nice warm, if it ever gets warm again around here, with the Indians. So it's just great being a part of this community, and it's great being a part of this franchise.
Yeah, I mean, there's something unique, I think, about Indianapolis and the teams and the different entities that do root for each other. That doesn't happen in every city, does it?
No, not at all. There are many, many many cities and organizations in those cities where, you know, they battle, whether it's for marketing dollars or advertising dollars or exposure or whatever, but there's something different. I mean, I think that's why this city, when we do events, we do it so well. There's no combative figures there. It's everybody collectively working together. I mean, when we had what I think is the best Super Bowl ever here, it was the Pacers. It was this building, Bankers Life Fieldhouse, that was heavily involved in a lot of all those activities during the week to make that Super Bowl be so well. And here we are, we're going to have the NBA All-Star game here in a couple of years, and the Colts and the Irsay family have stepped up to help where they can in supporting that. So, like, we all have, the organizations have each other's back when it's for the greater good of Central Indiana and Indianapolis. And that is flat out unique and special. And if you live here or if you're new to this community, oh, boy, count your blessings. When you go light the candle on Sunday, light an extra one and say, man, I'm glad God brought me here to Central Indiana because this is one special place to live.
Yeah, it sure is. Eddie White with the Indiana Pacers. What's going on this weekend? Are there anything on Georgia Street? Or I haven't really looked into it as far as the party around the games, both Friday and Sunday. Is there a lot going on, or is it business as usual?
We'll have activities outside. Hopefully it gets, you know, above 30. but we'll have plenty of activities, so come on down early. Enjoy downtown Friday afternoon. A lot of stuff outside for kids and for adults too. And then of course Sunday also. Just come down early and get a good place to park and enjoy downtown Indianapolis. And then come on into Old Bankers Life, which, you know, we consider to be the best basketball arena in the world. And enjoy some playoff basketball. You know, you've heard many people say there's a big difference between the regular season and the playoffs, yeah. and that's true. I mean, I think just the series overall, it's one team against another, and it's a seven-game series. Could go seven, could go four, you never know, right?
Yeah.
But the teams make adjustments, and it's the same teams as opposed to regular season where you're playing a different team every other night. And the intensity is high, and it's the world's greatest basketball players performing. And here we are. We're right there in the mix. We're taking on one of the greatest players of all time, and we're doing it right here in downtown Indianapolis. It doesn't get better than that.
Well, we talked a lot on this show with other people about the atmosphere, about the way that this team, they say, and I agree. I've been to several games where they're just fun to watch. They're a good group. They're just fun to watch, win or lose. It seems like it's always entertaining. And help me understand that and the atmosphere at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. What makes it so special? Is it back as simple as this is Indiana and this is basketball country? Or what's going on with this team this year that's so fun? I mean, it's even if you're not really a basketball fan, this is an entertaining environment that's just fun to be in the middle of it, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. I really wish I had a dollar for every time someone this year said to me, I enjoy watching this team. I like this team. There's something, I think it's organic. You know, we weren't expected to do well. Yeah. There's so many new faces. People weren't sure what they were going to see this season. So you walk in, it's like walk into a movie that you don't know who the actor is or the actress is. You don't know what it's about. And you walk out and go, oh my God, that's one of the greatest movies I've ever seen. You can't wait to tell people. I think that part of it was the mystique of not knowing what we're going to be about and then seeing what people saw, a team that played hard, played together. There's a reason you see 15 headshots above the building. It's not about one player. We're not marketing one player. It's about a team. And when they walked in the arena and they saw this team, the way they played, they fell for this team. And then you add into that the fact that I think our atmosphere and the things that we do for the fans. I mean, I remember, you know, when my son was real, real little, we'd bring him here and he'd get his face painted and he'd see Boomer and you have, you know, there goes Darnell Hillman walking by and there's Bobby Slick Leonard and, you know, the Pacemates are there and then all the activities. There's so much game entertainment going on. The halftime show, whether it's Quick Change or it's the lady that balances those plates on her head and, you know, dancing dogs and whatever. I mean, it's just, you add it all up together, you know, win or lose, you walk out of Bankers Life Fieldhouse saying, man, that was a great night. That was a great experience, whether you were 4 years old or 40 years old or even older. And I think they've done a great job since the really forever here of entertaining fans when they come through the doors. And then when you have the quality of basketball that we have this year, oh, my goodness, it's just like double vanilla icing on the cake. And it's fun. I mean, it's just fun. You know, the NBA season can be long. I mean, my goodness, 82 games. But hey, I think I've been here 7 years, 8 years. This is the quickest a season has ever gone by. Usually we're like, oh my goodness, you know, we have another 60, you know, days to go or whatever. I can remember November games like they were last week. I mean, it was just, it's just flown by because it's been so enjoyable to experience and to see. And for all of us here, we're not done yet. No. We don't want this thing to end soon. Let's ride this for as long as we can.
Yeah, we talk about the organization. We're talking with Eddie White of the Indiana Pacers, and you think about some of the people that just sort of have been there a long time, and isn't it fun to see success for guys like David Benner and the guys along Press Row and the guys that do the clock and the securities? I mean, Cleveland, you know, all these people that have been in this for such a long time, it's fun to see them have a good time, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we have so many people that have been here for so long. I mean, the season ticket holders have been here going back to the Market Square Arena days. And, you know, their ushers are the same ushers. And it is like family. I mean, we had season ticket holders that will bring, during the Christmas time, they'll bring some peanut brittle in that they made homemade. And they'll put these little packages together and they'll come up and give it to the ushers. They'll give it to me or Bill Benner or David Benner and pass it around, and the ushers will give out, you know, candy canes. They know birthdays. It is family. I mean, it is so different, I think. And I think to cut through the core of why it's different here as opposed to maybe any other NBA or pick any other sport, I think it's the city, and I think it's what basketball has meant to this state for so long. I mean, we all know that famous phrase, you know, in 49 states, it's yep. just basketball, but this is Indiana. I think that is more than just a phrase. I think it's true. And it doesn't mean that we can't embrace and love racing when it comes around, or football when it comes around, or baseball. No, we root for everything. It's just that there's something special about the sport of basketball in Indiana. Whether you're up in South Bend or you're down in Evansville, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it's high school, doesn't matter if it's Ball State or Butler or Purdue or Indiana, or it's the Pacers or the Fever. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's boys or girls. I mean, we had 8 remarkable state champions crowned yep. recently with our friends at the IHSAA here, with 4 great girls' games and 4 great boys' games. And it's amazing. You see the quality of basketball that's come out of the state, boys and girls. I mean, these players are going right in, you know, into the NBA, and you know, whether it's Gordon Hayward or Jeff Teague or George Hill, and then the women's players, you know, Skylar Diggins with the high school here, went yeah. to college here, and you know, the legends of, you know, Katie Douglas and Stephanie White, and I mean, we can go on and on and on, but there's something special about basketball in the state of Indiana, and it's been written about, it's been talked about. They've made movies about it.
Yep.
The only thing I know is it's real.
It is. Well, Eddie, thank you so much for your time, and good luck with the rest of the run for your Indiana Pacers. Have a good one.
For your faith,
it's completely changed my walk with Christ, and I'm so thankful to you guys for that.
For your life,
all I got to do is turn it on, and I'm lifted up.
You lift you up when you're feeling down.
Catholic Radio Indy.
And we are back on Catholic Sports Weekly. I failed to mention Todd Licklider, our analyst here. He'll be back again next week, but he just recently took a job at Evansville, University of Evansville. He's an assistant coach along with Matthew Graves with Walter McCarty. Walter McCarty's the head coach now of the Evansville Aces. And our Todd Licklider, we're proud of him, back on the sidelines. That's where he should be. He is a coach that should be coaching, and he is back with the Evansville Aces along with Matthew Graves. So congratulations to Coach Todd Licklider. Again, don't forget the annual Catholic Radio Indy golf outings coming up on Tuesday, May 22nd. Go to CatholicRadioIndy.org and get yourself signed up. You can sign up as a team, sign up as an individual, maybe sponsor. We need it all. We'd love to have your help at the Catholic Radio Indy golf outing. Thanks for listening. Thanks again to Eddie White for chipping in, and go Indiana Pacers. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.